We have expedited weapons deliveries, we have increased our intelligence sharing, and we have established a joint coordination and planning cell in the Saudi Operations Center. That's a U.S. statement on Yemen. Doesn't leave much doubt about U.S.'s involvement, does it? That's our topic for this edition of The Debate, in which we ask, if the U.S. has provided the weapons, the intelligence, the aircrafts, are they as guilty as the Saudis and their alliance for the death of over 230 people, many of them civilians, who've been killed in Saudi-led airstrikes?
In the southern Yemeni city of Aden, fighting rages on between Ansarullah fighters on one side and fugitive former President Abdurrabu Mansour Hadi's loyalists as well as al-Qaeda militants on the other. Most parts of the city is under the control of Ansarullah forces, who are said to have the upper hand despite unrelenting Saudi-led airstrikes on their positions across Yemen. Residential areas have not been spared by the raids.
Four rockets came down on our village and they said they were targeting a militia camp. Where is the camp? Is this a camp? These are sleeping Muslims.
One latest attack has hit Bani Matar district, a residential area north of the capital, Sana'a. There are reports of casualties, but the exact figure is unknown. Iran has started diplomatic efforts to end the crisis in Yemen. Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has visited Oman and Pakistan to discuss the issue. Pakistan has rebuffed Saudi requests for Islamabad to join the offensive against Yemen. Pakistani lawmakers have voiced strong opposition to their country's involvement in the Saudi-led war. Riyadh has requested ships, aircraft and troops from Pakistan, saying it's afraid that instability in Yemen might spill over to its territory. However, Riyadh and its allies enjoy support from their staunch ally, the U.S. Washington is providing Saudi Arabia with logistic and intelligence support. The U.S. has also authorized refueling for Saudi-led warplanes and is sending them weapons, too. Meanwhile, footage has emerged suggesting that the U.S. is more deeply involved than officially said. The video purportedly shows U.S. Marines in Aden's coast. Opponents of foreign intervention in Yemen say such moves only worsen the situation in the impoverished nation. The two-week Saudi-led offensive against Yemen has left more than 230 people dead, most of them civilians. According to UN estimates, over 100,000 people have been displaced since the invasion began. Aid agencies are warning of a looming humanitarian crisis in the country as a desperately needed medical supplies have not found their way in the country because of a Saudi-imposed air and sea blockade. Amid the worsening situation, the U.S. direct involvement in the war fueled concerns that the crisis might spiral out of the borders of Yemen.
Well, guest for this edition of The Debate, journalist and political analyst Hafsa Kara Mustafa joins us from London. I'd like to welcome you, Hafsa Kara Mustafa, and I'll start out with a very simple question. Why is Saudi Arabia attacking Yemen? And then part B, why is the U.S. supporting it?
Well, Saudi Arabia is clearly intent on dividing the Muslim and Arab world. It's been instrumental in dividing and adding fuel to the Syrian flames, and now we're seeing them do the same, probably taking a step further by actually involving its own military in the chaos in Yemen. I think this has a very strong tinge of sectarianism, obviously. Their hostility to the Shia population, which is expressed first in Saudi Arabia, but of course towards Iran. In the past, we've seen very strong statements coming from Saudi leadership, and now, of course, against the Houthi population of Yemen. So I think this goes along a very, the policy really that has been very much the stance of Saudi Arabia for the best part of 30 years at the very least. And I think it's continuing apace, and we're seeing further divisions, further chaos, further death and chaos and murder across the Muslim world. Now, in that respect, the fact that the US is at least an accomplice to Saudi Arabia is hardly surprising. I think in all its endeavors, we've seen that the US has actually been supporting Saudi Arabia in fostering and fueling the flames of division across the Muslim world. We've seen it again in Syria. We've seen their work in Iraq. We're seeing it now in Yemen. So it's hardly surprising that we can we've actually witnessed a strong US presence in Yemen, and I think their involvement, the depth of their involvement is obviously becoming more apparent as this ongoing attack continues.
We are now joined by Lawrence Korp. He is a US foreign policy and national security analyst who joins us from Washington. Lawrence Korp, welcome. Why is the US supporting this war that's being waged by Saudi Arabia and its allies on Yemen?
Well, I think it's important to keep in mind the United States only had 1 hour's notice before the Saudis started the air campaign. They have offered to refuel the planes, but that has not happened yet. They are providing intelligence to make sure that the targets that the Saudis hit are military targets. And in the run-up to the program, you were talking about the number of civilian casualties. Most of them were caused by the Houthis, who overthrew the legitimate government of Yemen. Had they not done that, none of this would have happened.
Okay, there's a number of statements you're making there, Lawrence Korp, that just doesn't quite make sense. The one that you said that the U.S. had 1 hour notice, first of all, I'd like to ask you how you know that.
Because General Austin, the head of the Central Command, the military command in that area, testified under oath before the Congress. And in fact, many members of the opposition party criticized the Obama administration for not being more supportive of Saudi Arabia after General Austin's statement that we had 1 hour's notice. This was not a U.S.-inspired operation.
Hafsa Karam Mustafa, kind of hard to believe that, isn't it? 1 hour notice, we're going to attack another country.
I really very much doubt that Saudi Arabia would engage in any military operation without...
I'm sorry, this is for Hafsa Karam Mustafa. Go ahead.
Like I said, I think it's I very much doubt that Saudi Arabia would engage in any military operation in the region without U.S. Understanding prior to that. So this idea that there was 1 hour's notice seems a bit farcical. And I'm not going to go into the details of the value of a general swearing an oath because that's a completely other debate. However, I would assume that given the close relationship between Saudi Arabia and the U.S., the idea that the U.S. wasn't aware is hardly believable. I think the two were very much aware of what they were about to do, and this is very much a joint operation. As the evidence is becoming more obvious as time goes along.
So the Deputy Secretary of State, Lawrence Korp, Anthony Blinken, has said, we have expedited weapons deliveries, we have increased our intelligence sharing, we have established a joint coordination and planning cell in the Saudi Operations Center, and yet you say that even the refueling has not taken place. We have video that shows that there are U.S. Marines that have arrived in the Gulf of Aden, unconfirmed reports saying that CIA operatives are in Yemen.
Well, the United States had a presence in Yemen under the previous government. There's no doubt about that. We've been there because we've been going after al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula and also an enemy of Iran and the Houthis. Also, the ISIS presence there. So, yes, we've been there for a while. Some of our forces, when the Haiti government fell, went over to Djibouti. But let me go back to the fact the United States doesn't do it. They didn't support the Saudis when they went into Bahrain. And the head of Saudi Arabia has criticized the United States for even negotiating with Iran over the nuclear weapons. The Saudis are not, you know, a vassal of the United States. They do buy military equipment from us. There's no doubt about it. We don't give it to them. They buy the equipment, and we have certain areas where we work together. But the idea that somehow or another the Saudis do what we tell them to do is simply not true. And particularly, the division is becoming greater and greater over the last decade. They did not support the United States going into Iraq to get rid of Saddam Hussein because he was a Sunni. They wanted him to stay in power.
So does it make it right that they're accelerating, the U.S. accelerating weapons deliveries to Saudi Arabia at this point? And given the fact that they sold over, what, $70 billion worth of equipment, is that sale okay when it's being used at this point? And at this point, what we have in terms of data, 230 people have been killed in terms of the airstrikes. And Hafsakar Mustafa, this question to you. Reports that Saudi Arabia has airdropped weapons and equipment for the pro-Hadi forces. And the area that they're dropping that to is the biggest breeding ground for al-Qaeda terrorists. So these are U.S. equipment being airdropped by Saudi warplanes in that area.
Well, again, this is hardly surprising. It's almost as if we're revisiting the history of the region in the past 4 years, whereby Saudi involvement in propping up, supporting al-Qaeda affiliates have been obvious, and we've had proof of that across the region from Syria to Iraq and obviously now in Yemen. We know that the U.S. official today declared in